David Trigg, producer T-Rig.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trigg Pots. The joy goes to the end this beautiful Friday. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2023. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. These are the DavidTrigg.com or Trigg Pots of Joy, the mobile edition. I'm literally here in the car with my mobile gear. If you hear some noises, I'm just here in the car. And just talking about stop it. Stop it! If you deal with fear, anxiety, mental games, mental health, overthinking, your brain is always telling you negative things, that you are never going to be strong, or you're always going to be anxious and always fearing, always dealing with all this stuff. Just tell yourself, stop it! Stop it! In all my years of counseling, training, people I coach, all this stuff, if you want to avoid paying me $10,000, which is what I charge to help you, just tell yourself, stop it. And I am telling you, it'll help you. It'll stop the mind games, the brain gymnastics, the mental games immediately. Because what you need most of all is to tell your brain the truth. Remember, your brain is dumb. Your brain is just a number, just an organ that doesn't really have any thoughts or feelings. It only responds to what you tell it. And so if you tell it, I'm afraid, I'm a mess, I'm always going to be this way, I'm always anxious, I'm afraid, I grew up this way, my mom, my father, my uncle, my whatever, your brain is going to say, great, that's what I'm going to think about and produce more of. But if you tell your brain, stop it, your brain's like, okay, stop it. Stop the presses. Stop thinking negative thoughts. That's what your brain is going to do. Your brain doesn't have a brain. Actually, it does. It's you. You are the brain of your brain. You're watching yourself. You can tell yourself the truth. And here's even a deeper truth. There is no suffering. There is no such thing as you grew up this way or that happened to you. I'm not saying things didn't happen, but what you're experiencing is the stimulus, the sensations of fear and of loneliness and of sadness. I'm not saying to you, of course, that you're not feeling alone or sad or that you didn't experience trauma or separation or abuse, etc. Of course, that's real. But the story that you're living from, that you're telling yourself, is you, it's made up. You are making stuff up. Stop making things up. Stop telling that story that doesn't belong to you. There is no suffering. There is no you grew up far from God, far from your parents, alone, depressed, sad. Yes, those things did happen. But the story that you're telling your brain is all about sensations, not about truth. The truth is that in the middle of all that, you were courageous. God was faithful. You got through it. Here you are. You're an overcomer. You belong to Jesus. You belong to God. You belong to heaven. You're not of this world. You're uniquely and wonderfully made. You're not that angry person, that lonely person, what your friend said, your cousin said, your parents said, what they did and didn't do. You're not that person. That is you making stuff up. There is no suffering. All there is the beginning of happiness. Today is the best day of your life. Oh, but I'm dealing with pain. I'm dealing with sadness, with sorrow, with grief, with loneliness, with regret, with shame, with overwhelm. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Yes, yes, yes. You are making stuff up. You are telling yourself the wrong things. Tell yourself happiness. Tell yourself the truth. I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I belong to Jesus. My past does not define me. In the middle of my pain, God was faithful. In the middle of my loneliness, God came to my rescue. In the middle of my, I almost died, God saved me. That's the truth. Tell yourself that story. Why do you tell yourself the negative story? Why do you live in suffering? Why are you making suffering stronger? Feeding the monster. Stop feeding the monster. Stop feeding suffering. And feed the truth. Feed the sensations of liberation. Just like we have sensations of sadness, feed the sensations of liberation. So for example, I deal with fear. When anything hurts in my body, I go to that catastrophizing place, the worst case scenario. And then I begin to feed that monster, and I then am suffering. How do I end suffering? I say, stop it. David, stop it. Stop thinking this way. Take the Advil, go for a walk, go for a run, record a podcast, love your wife, whatever. Change your thoughts and you will change your feelings and your actions and your results, etc. You will change your life by changing your thoughts. And the suffering will stop and happiness will begin. You and I have control over our happiness. Happiness is not more money, or doesn't come from more money, a better body or a better wife or a better house or a bigger car or more fun or a better, yeah, all those things. It does not come from your circumstances. Happiness comes from God. It comes from you thinking differently. And this is not positive thinking or just saying, I'm beautiful, I'm perfect. No, you're talking about telling yourself the truth. God loves me. He is for me, not against me. For I know the plans. He knows the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me a better future, to give me hope. Live in your hope. How can you grow in hope? Tell yourself hopeful things. How do you live in happiness? Tell yourself happiness, happy things, happy thoughts. And I'm not saying, again, to lie, to make things up. But you can go back to, let's say, I told the story before when my father and I were going through a river. I was maybe 8. We were flooding. The car was flooding. We were about to, I don't know, maybe drown. My dad got out and pushed the car, and so did I. I was 8, 9. I got out of the car, and I pushed the car with him. Now, at times when I go back to that, I feel afraid. I want to feed the suffering. Oh, I almost drowned. And that's a sensation. That was part of the story. But when I tell that story, I say to myself, I was courageous. That's a sensation that I need to remember and carry it to today. So that when I stutter or when I am afraid today and I feel like I'm drowning, instead, I go back to that moment and say, I was courageous. God was with me. He rescued us from that river and from drowning and all that stuff. And just as he did then, he will do again today in Jesus' name. That's how you end suffering and you begin happiness. Oh, my body hurts. My head hurts. My foot hurts, my leg hurts, my life hurts. Oh, it means this. Oh, worst case scenario, I'm going to drown in my sorrows because it happened back then. You're remembering the sensation feeding the monster. Stop feeding the monster. Instead, feed the sensations of liberation, which means I am free. Whatever comes my way, I can overcome it. I'm unemployed, I can get a job. I don't feel like I'm skilled enough, I can learn. I don't think I have the right connections. God will bring me the right connections, or I will go and find the right connections. Live in your freedom, in your opportunity. Live and declare with your mouth, Revelation 9, I believe it says, or 12, that we defeat darkness or Satan or our enemy through the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony, and sacrifice. So we have to do all those things. You have to tell yourself the truth. Stop it. Say it with me. Stop it. Stop it, Trig. Stop it, Jamie. Stop it, Frank. Stop it, Jose. Stop it, Miguel. Stop it. Stop it, Mary, Maria, Catherine. Stop it. And live in your happiness. And with your struggles, end them. How? With your thoughts. And then go to the doctor. And then go and get a job. And then go and mow the lawn. And then go and do whatever you have to do. See a counselor. Call me. Get a coach. Do the right thing from that place of happiness and opportunity. Or ignore those feelings. Ignore those thoughts. Tell yourself the truth. Intrusive thoughts. Negative thoughts. Depressive thoughts. Live in your power. You got to just stop it. Tell yourself stop it. Declare it with your mouth. Let's try it again. Stop it. Here come those thoughts. Stop it. Here comes all that I haven't done. Stop it. Here comes all that I think is bad about my life or about myself. Stop it. And change your thoughts and live in your truth. Declare happiness. I am free. I am loved. I am surrounded by God. He who dwells in the shadow of the Almighty will receive the peace of God. I forget how that psalm goes. Psalm 91. Actually, I'm going to read that because I was thinking about it the other day. I thought it was so powerful. So Psalm 91. Let me read that for you really quick. One more second. Here you go. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. If you would like my coaching, please reach out to me, davidtrigg.com/coaching. You can email me, trigg@davidtrigg.com. You can go to Instagram, David Trigg, and DM me, Facebook message me there. Or just simply say, Trigg, I need to talk to you. Let's get it. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next time. Adios.